Let's talk about buoyancy effects on the rear inflow jet. The strength of the low underneath the anvil depends on the intensity of the net warming in the anvil. Looking at these schematics, the squall line updraft with the greatest positive temperature excess is the one in a higher cape environment on the left. In other words, the strength of the low depends on the amount of net warming in the anvil. Note the hypothetical sounding profile and the temperature excess of the updraft parcel to the environment. The result of higher cape is usually a stronger rear inflow jet. Typically, in large cape environments, lapse rates from the surface to mid-levels tend to be larger, promoting stronger cold pools. From a vorticity argument, a stronger cold pool circulation to the rear of the squall line works with a more buoyant anvil aloft to generate strong mid-level horizontal inflow that forces the rear inflow jet from the rear of the squall line.